Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made us Muslims. Allah Jalla Majdahu has made us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is easy, deen is simple, deen is complete, deen is perfect. Alhamdulillah, these are the days of Hajj. And many activities the Haji performs. And also when a person goes for Umrah, many activities the person who's going for Umrah performs. But rather unfortunate that we do not understand many a times why we do certain actions. Let alone knowing the maslahs, many who go down for Hajj and Umrah, they don't even know the simple basic regulations on why we do what we're supposed to be doing. Let alone why we're doing it. Concerning why we're doing it, then it will be historical why and spiritual why. Inshallah, concerning certain actions, I will try to explain to you that historically why we are doing certain actions. And also spiritually. For example, tawaf. Why we make tawaf anti-clockwise? Why we start at the Hajar-e Aswad? Then, in tawaf itself, when you're making tawaf and you are in ihram, then for the first three rounds you make ramal. That means you go a little bit faster, like a soldier, like a warrior. You put your chest out and you move your shoulders and you make short, brisk steps. That we call ramal. And your exposure of the right shoulder. Why you do that? Then when you go to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa, why you make sa'i first of all? Then whilst you making sa'i, then you run between the two green lights. Why you run between the two green lights? The males run. So let us start and inshallah see how far we go. First of all, understand something. That what I'm going to explain to you, it is not absolutely necessary to validate the action that you have to know this. But if you know it, then you will understand and inshallah you'll be able to do it with some feeling attached to it, some sentiment attached to it, some education attached to it, some philosophical know-how you'll have. Starting from the Hajar-e Aswad, anything we do in Sharia, we have a starting point and an ending point. If you look at the major ibadats Allah has given us, you'll find there is a starting point and an ending point. For example, fasting, there is a starting point, Subah Sadiq, and an ending point, sunset. So Allah has given us the boundaries and limitations, starting point of fasting and ending point. In Salah that we perform daily, that you got a starting point. You start with Takbir Aula, Takbir Tahrima. That's your starting point. And the ending point is the Salam. So Allah is giving us starting points and ending points so that there be some system. That nothing is done haphazard. There is organization. There is order. There is discipline. When there is system, there is discipline. When there is order, there is governance. So Allah says that when you start your tawaf, you start it with the istilam and you start it at the Hajar-e Aswad. So you have got a starting point and you have got an ending point. To create order, system in our lives, leading us to discipline. Because as Muslims, the more disciplined we are, the better we are. The more we have order in our lives, the better we become. People are under the impression that the more disorder you have, there is more barakah in life. See the dua Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made in Arafah. Those of you who are, can access some kitabs, see the dua he made there. One of the duas he made in Arafat, that, Ya Allah, make me an organized person. Make me an organized person. And we are under the impression that no, that the hat must not sit on the head right, and the kurta must be flowing that way, the beard that way, and our whole system must be upside down, and we think piety lies in this. And our whole desk is upside down, we think piety lies in this. Our whole financial arrangement is upside down, and we think this is tawakkul and barakah. Respected elders, for example now, ihram. Why we put ihram on? These two pieces of cloth. Understand, these two pieces of cloth and most of the activities in Hajj is in emulation, imitation of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's daily dress was ihram clothing. His daily dress was ihram clothing. And majority of the time, the daily dress of beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also ihram clothing. Simple. And ihram clothing for the person, especially in Hajj, so that you cannot make out who is wealthy, who is not wealthy, who is rich, who is poor, everybody in same clothing. Hajj is teaching us equality. Hajj is teaching us brotherhood, fraternity. Hajj is teaching us that aid each other, help each other, support each other, stand with each other. But in order to teach us, to bring us on one platform, ihram is instituted. You dress in one clothing. And honestly, when you have made Hajj and you are there, you cannot even make out who is standing near you and who is passing you on the road when you are walking. Poor people, rich people, wealthy people, those people who are from any country and every country are passing by you, everybody is equal in this garb. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, he came to perform Umrah after having a dream. When he came, they said, no, you cannot enter here. Peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed in the 6th year of Hijri. And it was decided you come next year. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came next year, 7th year of Hijri. Now to perform the qaza of Umrah. He came with the Sahaba, 1400 according to some count. And they had to leave all the major arms outside Makkatul Mukarramah and only go in with their swords and to perform the Umrah and come back. The Kuffar and Mushrikeen of Makkah, they cleared the Haram area. They cleared the Haram area and they went away onto the mountains. And they went away, hid themselves. But some of them went to a place called Darul Nadwa. Now understand something. And use your imagination. The Kaaba has got four corners. Hajar Aswad, one corner. Rukn-e-Iraq, next corner. Rukn-e-Sham, next corner. And Rukn-e-Yamani, next corner. Then you come back to Hajar-e-Aswad. Now, the Darul Nadwa, if you're sitting at the Darul Nadwa, you'll be able to see two walls. You'll be able to see from Hajar-e-Aswad till Rukn-e-Iraq, from Rukn-e-Iraq to Rukn-e-Sham. That you'll be able to see. Now to explain to you, you'll be able to see the Hatim area. You'll be able to see the Hatim area and the door of the Kaaba and the Multazam area. Now you've got the walls. You've got the Hajar Aswad, the Multazam, the door of the Kaaba, that wall you'll see, and you'll see the Hatim wall and the Mizad al-Rahmat, which you're sitting in Darul Nadwa. So they went to sit in Darul Nadwa and they were to observe the Muslims. Because information, their intelligence said that the Muslims have become weak now. And they are not strong. And physically they have become weak. And in reality, the Muslims at that stage when they had come, they were not physically fit. And they had become weak. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know of this. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know of this, He told Sahaba Ikram that what you do is expose your right shoulder, make istiba. That is called istiba, exposure of the right shoulder in Iran. And when you start from Hajr-e Aswad, then you start making ramal. Ramal, as I told you, is making this brisk walk, moving your shoulders and pushing your chest out. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that, see, that you all are weak and you all are fatigued of the journey from Medina to Munawwara. So you make now ramal from Hajr-e Aswad to Rukn-e Iraq, from Rukn-e Iraq to Rukn-e Sham. Once you take the corner of Rukn-e Sham, then relax, take it easy. Go easy. Those people cannot see you anymore now. Understand? Now you want to take easy, go slowly. From Rukn-e Sham till Rukn-e Yamani, from Rukn-e Yamani to Hajr-e Aswad, you go normal pace. That's the origin of ramal. That's the origin of ramal. Respected elders, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum did this. When they came to Hajr-e Aswad, they started making ramal. Came to Rukn-e Iraq, they carry on ramal. Came to Rukn-e Sham, they in ramal. As soon as they take the turn, now they relaxed. So those people now, they seeing them, they say, no, these Muslims are strong. These Muslims, they are vigorous and they are powerful. And we cannot now decide to attack them. Because if they felt the Muslims are weak, fatigued, then there is a possibility they can attack them. Now when they found, no, they are like brave soldiers, they are like warriors, and they are putting their chest out and walking. They said, no, you cannot now try to encounter them, leave them. Shariat of Islam has blessed us that 1,426 years from then, now we make ramal, but we do three rounds completely. We do it completely in emulation of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in. How valued are Sahaba Ikram in the eyes of Allah Jalla Majdahu, that their action has become something for us to emulate. That is why we say, Sahaba, Sahaba, don't criticize them, don't lambast them, don't vilify them, respect them, honor them, love them, and follow them. They are a criterion for us. So respected elders, now the question arises, why anti-clockwise? Why make tawaf anti-clockwise? Why not clockwise? Respected elders, when we look at various things around us, we will see majority of the major events happening, they are anti-clockwise. Rotation, anti-clockwise. Revolution, anti-clockwise. The scientists tell us that the movement around the nucleus in the cell has got electrons, protons and other things, but the nucleus. Around the nucleus of the cell, the movement is anti-clockwise. To draw benefit and to draw energy from the nucleus of the cell, the movement is anti-clockwise. And for us to draw spiritual benefit from the Kaaba, then anti-clockwise is the best system, best method. When fertilization takes place in the female's womb, then the sperm of the man, it goes anti-clockwise around the female. And then it is able to fertilize and result takes place. Fructification takes place. Productivity is there. There is positive results. And this is after anti-clockwise movement. And the best answer, respected elders, is what? Shawaliullah Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that famous hadith, you know it also. 120 mercies of Allah descend upon the Kaaba. 120 mercies descend upon the Kaaba. 60 for those who are making tawaf. 40 for those who are performing salah. 20 for those who are just looking at the Kaaba. See, Kaaba is that when you look at it, you will get rewarded. That is why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that when Allah Jalla Majdahu has blessed you with eyesight, We'll look at four things. Tabatullah, Kitabullah, Roza Rasulullah, and Awliyaullah. Tabatullah, Kabatullah, you know, the Baytullah, the house of Allah. By looking at it, you will get rewarded. Kitabullah, Quran Kareem. With just looking at Quran, you will get rewarded. This is the only kitab in the world that when you just look at it, Allah rewards you. Reading it, another reward. Sitting respectfully and reading, another reward. Etiquette and mannerism increase the reward. Memorizing it, another reward. But looking at it, reward. Roza Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies, where as soon as you look at it, you get reward. Why? Automatically when you look there, what you will think of? You will think of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will think about the history of him. That is why it is highly advisable, whether you're going for Hajj or Umrah, that when you're going to Madinatul Munawwara, before you go there, read one book on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before going there. Read some biography of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, you're not lost. You know where you are. As soon as you look at the Roza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately hundreds of facts can come in front of you about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Awliyaullah. Awliyaullah, the friends of Allah. Respected elders, friends of Allah, we mean that when you look at someone, then he reminds you of Allah. That's friend of Allah. When you look at him, he reminds you of Allah. Friend of Allah does not mean that he must come floating on the air or walking on the water. That is something else. That is hypnotism and mesmerism. You understand? Friend of Allah, when you look at him, the hadith says that when you look at the person, he reminds you of Allah. So look for, there are enough of that. So respected elders, 120 mercies descend on the Kaaba, 60 for those who are making tawaf, 40 for those who are making salah, and 20 for those who are just looking. And just looking what you and I are looking at these days. Anything that is moving, we're looking. And then you have to go and ask the ulama that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you see, the first look is okay, the second look we mustn't look. Then they look properly firstly. First look is very long, they look. The hadith doesn't talk about the length of looking, it says the first look. So first look, they look properly. Respected elders, do something. Now, respected elders, imagine this, the mercy of Allah is descending. And the most important part of the human body is the heart. Is the heart. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated clearly, Allah fi jasadi muzghatun, that be cautious, be aware, take note that in your body there is a lump of flesh. That if it is good, the whole body is good. If it is bad, the whole body is bad. Allah hiya al-qalb. That take note, it is the heart. Now when the mercy is descend and you're making tawaf anti-clockwise, your heart is closest to the Kaaba, so the mercy comes quickly to the heart. If it was clockwise, then your heart will be away from the Kaaba. That is why Allah Jalla Majidahu said, make tawaf anti-clockwise so that the spiritual effect that is coming onto the Kaaba can come quickly onto your heart. And if your heart is rectified and corrected, your entire body is okay. Respected elders, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam left Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha and his son, baby Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and went out for Dawat and Tabliq to call towards Tawheed. When he went away, he left them with slight provision. When that provision ran out, then Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha left her baby in the Mataf area, Mataf where they make tawaf, in that area, and she went away to look for water. There are two hillocks there, one Safa, one Marwa. So in search for water, she decided, I have to run now from Safa to Marwa. So she should start walking from Safa to Marwa. And she did this 7 times. So we have this figure also, 7. 7 times around the Kaaba. 7 times Safa, Marwa. Safa to Marwa, 1. Marwa, 2. Safa, 2. When you make it Rami and Jamarat, 7 times. On the first day you do the big Jamarat 1 time, but 7 pebbles. Next day you do small, medium and big, 7, 7, 7. The next day again, 7, 7, 7, small, big, small, medium, big. And if you stay the 6th day, again you do it. But this time you can do it before Zawal. Again, small, 7, medium, 7, big, 7. Why 7? So the explanation is very simple. That Allah is witr. Your hip will witr. Allah is witr, 1. And Allah loves witr. And the deputy of 1 is 3, 5, 7. The deputy, because it is odd numbers. So Allah loves the odd number. So that's why you do it 7, 7 times. Hazrat Hajira is running. That is why we did it, doing this movement from Safa to Marwa in emulation of the action of Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her action has become part and parcel of our Sharia. And the action of the Anbiya alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, they went to Arafat. Every Nabi, every Rasul went to Arafat. We also go to Arafat. Respected elders, but we go fast, we go a little faster, the main folk, between the 2 green lights. Why we go fast? Now understand the geography in those days. The geography when Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala adha, when she was ready. She should start from Safa. Now when she should start from Safa, then where the first green light is, there was a valley starting there. There is a dip now. And the dip starts, and where the second green light is, that is where more or less the valley ended. Now our ulama say that when those 2 green lights were placed, then the bottom of the valley was taken into account. And you know that the bottom of the valley is less than the top, because it will be like this. The mouth at the top will be a little bit wider than the bottom. That's why our ulama say that a little arm's length before the first green light you should start trotting, and an arm's length after the second green light you should stop. Why? Giving that leeway for the top being wider than the bottom. Now when she should come in that valley, remember she has left her son in the Mataf area. When she is at Safa and she's moving, she is looking towards the sun. She is looking towards Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And she is content. Hazrat Ismail is in her eyes. But when she comes in the valley, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, she cannot see. Now she has to speed now. She has to speed in that small valley. Then when she speeds in the small valley, then she comes out. The next green light, those days of green light obviously, she comes out there, then she is satisfied she can see her son again. Now you understand why she was running there. Now she was running fast there. Today Allah Ta'ala has made it that we have to imitate her in emulation to her, that we also, when we come to the first green light, we go a little faster, and it is written it is mustahab to look towards the Mataf area. Because she was looking towards the Mataf area, worrying about her son. Perturbed what her son is doing and what has become of her son. So every time she came to the dip, she should go faster, she should go speedily. We, alhamdulillah, today, we go faster. Respected elders, alhamdulillah, now we are understanding certain important aspects of Hajj and why we are doing this. So when Allah Jalla Majdahu affords us again the opportunity to go there, now you will exactly know that why I am doing this. Respected elders, now there is another difficulty on the lighter side, that especially from South Africa, when our females go down to the harams, then generally our females, alhamdulillah, as per the spirit or text of Sharia, they don't visit the masajid. But they, alhamdulillah, they go to the masjid. And we allow that, we encourage that. Until there is too much of jostling and pushing and touching, then we say, you read in the hotel room. But because they are not accustomed to following the imam, they get very worried. Why? When they come back, after the whole performance of five salats, then they talk to the husbands. And then the husbands report to us. What they tell the husband? That, you see, Zohar time, imam is very cross, he never read anything. Asr time is also cross, he's not reading anything. And then Maghrib time, I think his wife must have given him some food, he's reading now. Isha time, he was good mood, he's reading. Fajr time is also better mood, I think he just got up, so he wants to clear his throat, he's reading. But Zohar time is very cross, not reading. Now, this is what happens. We don't educate our women folk that there is Sirri Namaz and Jahri Namaz, that Zohar and Asr, the Imam, he does not read loudly, and the other Salat, he is reading loudly, audibly. And numerous reasons have been given why this happens. The Imam reads loud certain Salat and certain Salat softly. Remember, the Salat became necessary in Makkatul Mukarramah, and it was doubled in Madinatul Munawwara. What I mean by this, originally it was two Fajr, two Zuhr, two Asr, three Maghrib, two Isha. In Makkah, this was the count. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that we should make Muqeem Salat and Safar Salat same quantity. Muqeem Salat and Safar Salat same quantity. But when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, it changed. As have we got it today, four farz for Zuhur, four Asr, three Maghrib, four Isha, two Fajr. So in Makkatul Mukarramah, Zuhur and Asr was read softly, silently, not audibly, so that the kuffar and mushrikeen could not harass the Muslims and could not unnecessarily persecute the Muslims and put them into difficulty. That is why it was done in that mode. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand this deen, practice this deen. And alhamdulillah, the Jamaat Kala on Wednesday, that there will be Salat, Eid Salat at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock sharp, Jamaat Salat will take place. Also, I think this year, that the English year, there should be 3 Eids, I think. Think about it. There may be 3 Eids this year in the English year. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to spend our remaining days of Zilhijjah properly.